You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Paul Kierstead, founder, owner of Nova Aquaponics. And what my company does is designs and builds different commercial and residential aquaponics systems. Now, aquaponics is the combination of aquaculture, which is the farming of fish, combined with hydroponics, which is the plants are floating on a water, a nutrient-rich water. Some hydroponics, they use artificial fertilizers and so forth, but with hydroponics, the fish actually provide the majority of the nutrients that are required for the plants to sustain life, and they actually do somewhere between 20 and 30% better than traditional hydroponics. So again, it's the combination of fish farming, aquaculture, and hydroponics, and the nutrient-rich solution comes from the fish water for the plants. And also a very important point is the microorganisms that break down the ammonia and the fish water into a nitrogen that is absorbed by the roots. So it's actually a symbiotic process of fish and nitrifying bacteria, good bacteria, and the plants. They all work together. And it's very sustainable. It's somewhat of a new industry in the world. It's really taking hold and growing in different parts of the world and different towns and stuff. I became involved with ACICC about a year and some months. And this was the first sort of a residential, semi-educational system that they had set up here, and it's been running quite well. They manage it and so forth. This one here, and we have a system. I work with community college. We have a little system there, and I've just completed bringing on a new system at Hope Bloom's Greenhouse. So that's about the three different places there that we have in the Halifax area. This system here is good for a small family, but you would go with another system that would be, your plants would be totally in the water, so hydroponics, and then the fish and the aquaculture, and a different size. We have an AP200, which is about 200 square feet, and it's vertical farming where the crops are growing on top of each other in different beds. So very much so for families and communities, and it gives them an interest other than just tending to plants in a pot or something. There's fish and they're feeding the fish. It involves so many different topics: biology, chemistry, physics, science, math, all these different things that very enticing to children and so forth.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.